and he will be at the golf outing as well. We know him as Dr. Rosenpenis. His real name is Dr. Steven Rosen.
Good morning. How are you?
Awesome, doctor. How you doing?
Great.
You've helped us out, and you've helped many of our listeners out over the years quit smoking for good.
That is correct.
And so we're happy to have you by here.
You've actually helped, and it ties in because Mr. Prop here has benefited from something that I think we've been talking about in the news. We've had a couple of situations with people having strokes. And of course, Luke Perry died from a profound stroke that he had. And Brian, you had your situation. And then Stephen, I'll call you Stephen, Dr. Rosenberg, was telling us about this device. And then I started to read about you touting this thing that's made a difference. And we've had a number of people in the audience who listen and who have asked about stroke treatments and things of that nature. What is it? What do you do with him that works to your benefit?
Well, I've known Brian for many, many years. I think, 1984?
Yeah, or before that. Yeah.
Maybe even before. So, at any rate, what happened when he had the stroke, of course, he rehabbed. He felt so much better. But there was a dimension missing from him. And so I ran into a gentleman who recommended this machine to me, and I talked to Brian about it. He came over to my office, and we actually tried it out, and then he started using it at home, and he feels absolutely wonderful utilizing the Beamer. It's bioelectromagnetic energy regulation. So the Beamer actually increases blood flow in the body on a capillary level.
So Brian, what did you notice after using this? Because, you know, it's for, and you, no one would look at you and know that you had a stroke. You know,
yeah.
I mean, that this is the case. And I think people look at you and say, how did you come back so well? So what did this do for you?
Well, it made a difference with me because with all the blood flow, I get more blood to the body, and I have tons of energy now. Like I've never gotten sick the last 3 years I've been using it.
And you feel that the machine, well, for whatever reason, you feel that there's a correlation between this.
Because like I get up early every morning and I skate twice a week and I play a lot of golf and I have lots of energy, but I'm thinking more clearly. I'm talking a little bit better now because of my stroke. Like I still have aphasia, but I've done a lot of things that have helped me improve. But it's from the Beamer machine. I use it every night, and now it's a.
Kind of like a recliner?
No, it's a mat.
Okay.
So you can lie on it, like your whole body.
Yeah.
And it's a little computer connected to that. But now I sleep with it every night.
Yeah.
And it starts for 2 hours, and then it stops, and then it kicks back in before you get up.
Okay.
And then there's other attachments that you can use if you need to make that a little throughout the day.
Focus. Okay.
Definitely. But it's been amazing. It's been around for 20 years, and we just started marketing it the last 4 years.
And what's it called? What's the name of it?
Beamer. BEMER. Bioelectromagnetic Energy Regulation. It's an acronym. It's been in Europe for, as Brian said, 22 years already.
And I see a lot of like sports, like for sports therapy, this is being used a lot.
Oh, right? My God. A lot of pro golfers. In fact, one pro golfer that we can't mention put 12 units, and he gave them out as gifts to all his professional friends.
Is that pro golfer named Preston Elliott?
Oh, yeah, he could be. Yeah, right there.
Well, not mentioning any names.
Okay.
But at any rate, the idea is that, in fact, the National Football League, their alumni association, has offered these units to their membership.
Yeah.
Because everybody is hurting. From the NFL.
On that,
just amazing.
On that basic level, but I think also just on the fact of coming back from a stroke, you know, and again, to me, it's we know one of the guys who used to work here, Hugh, in the mailroom, he, you know, 41, 42 had one, and he's come back very nicely, but there are little things, you know, the things that you want to bring back more that can be a bit of an uphill battle. So, but honestly, I mean, you look great.
Well, I feel great. Yeah. I skate twice a week in the morning, Wednesday and Friday mornings at Pensacon Skate Zone with the morning hockey leagues. And so we have two goalies, 5-on-5, full equipment, a couple subs. But it's more about the time we have joking and in the dressing room.
Does the old competitive sense come back to you when you're...
Yeah, okay, definitely.
I figured that'd be a part of it.
So, Dr. Rosenberg, how does this thing work?
What does it do?
Well, it, as I said earlier, it increases the blood flow in the human body on a capillary level, which is unheard of. In Europe, especially in Germany, every hospital has a unit, and every emergency vehicle has it on there, so that if a stroke or a heart attack victim is picked up by the emergency vehicle, they put them on the Beamer unit right in the ambulance so that they're living when they get to the hospital.
So does it use electronic pulses?
It opens up the blood flow.
It's electronic pulses?
It opens up the blood flow to help them.
Right, yeah.
To stay in a good situation until they get to their emergency treatment.
Okay.
So it is an amazing instrument. And throughout Germany, there are a million users every day. And throughout the world, I'd say that there are more users than in other countries than in this country. We are educating people now in the United States, because in the United States, everybody wants something quick fix.
Yes.
What would you use it for?
You could use it for all pain control. It is absolutely amazing for pain control.
Mm.
It is FDA registered for increasing blood flow in the body, so that you can utilize it to really stay healthy. And as Brian said, he hasn't had a cold in the 3-4 years he's been using it.
So listen, when people are like, you know, they don't know what to do, and they're looking for things that are that can give them a little bit of relief. Chris has been trying things like acupuncture and stuff like that for his back, and if there's something out there that can provide some, you know, that it's well worth trying. But people should be advised, this doesn't mean you can just lay down on your BMW and have the same effect.
Right, that is correct.
Okay.
That is absolutely correct.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can lay down on this unit and really get some benefit, tremendous benefit.
Brian, have you done any hypnosis with Dr. Rosenberg at all?
I did at the start, yeah. And yeah. He's helped me with playing golf, and after I've done other jobs and hockey, of course. But he's helped me with a lot of things. And but the Beamer has been so helpful for me. And, you know, I'm a distributor for them. And so it makes a difference, too. You know, I sell them. And I talk to other people that have strokes. And I just sold one when I did a talk at Moss Rehab.
Okay.
But
Moss Rehab. Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very
yeah.
cool. So yeah, it's a cool aspect too. Now I'm going to be with you out on Monday.
Yes, that's Bluebell.
Yeah. It's Cedarbrook.
It's Cedarbrook.
Yep. In Bluebell.
Yeah.
And have you been out at all this season yet?
I just was last Saturday. I was golfing with Ray Allison, my best friend, at Bramblewood. It was 70 degrees. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
So I'm just waiting for it to get warmer.
Yeah.
I see Brian at a lot of the charity golf.
He's very, very popular.
Well, there's a lot of great events and you know, a lot of people to help out with, and Brian certainly does a ton.
Well, it's the first golf tournament, so like I hope that people can sign up, because we have 1 week left, and then hopefully it'll be more of a successful.
Yeah. No. I think it definitely will. So it's for Philadoptimals, and you know, to in all candor, it's my wife's charity Max Fund as well, which are running the charity. Philadoptimals does a lot of great work. They're actually looking to get some machines that will be able to, you know, pets have microchips in them, and out in the field they can microchip a pet and just return it to a home rather than bring it to a shelter, which is a cool thing. And of course, Max Fund is for, you know, feral and homeless cats. But it is at Cedarbrook Country Club, and the event will be on Monday. Registration ends on Thursday. And there's all sorts of all this stuff. Preston, you know what happens at the golf charity.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A Keystone Motors is offered up a Volvo. You can win at the, you know, one of the holes. And there's all sorts of prizes.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys will have
food from Harvest.
Baskets and
all that stuff.
Auction off. And
I'm going to have a signed prop jersey.
Ah, excellent.
To auction off.
Nice. So the information to sign up is on PrestonSteam.com and philadoptimals.org. But I'm looking for, I mean, do you play a lot throughout the year?
Well, now it's just getting started, but yeah, like if I play 2 or 3 days a week.
That's awesome. How good are you?
Well, I'm for my stroke, like my right fingers don't work that well, so like I can't hit it that far. But I'm about a 17 handicap now. Okay. But I was a 6 before.
Okay.
But I have a lot of fun with all the people that I play with.
That's awesome.
And you're still at games quite a bit. You go to the Flyers.
I'm the ambassador for the Philadelphia Flyers. I go to every home game. I work with Bernie Prott and Dave Schultz, and we visit suites in the first period, and we talk to people before the games and after that. And it's been wonderful for me. Like the Flyers, after my stroke, like I couldn't talk for the first year, and so I've come a long way. And but they helped me to be with part of that.
Brian, I want to ask you about your stroke. You know, because the whole Lou Perry thing was out of the blue, and he seemed like a guy who was in shape and didn't have some of the telltale issues that we hear about, which can be weight and smoking and things like that. You didn't really have any outline issues when you had yours, did you?
I didn't, but I had an ablation, which was a lot through the heart, like I did 10 years ago. And then after the ablation, like the medication wore off. And then so like I was still in AFib, but then I didn't notice it. And so that's why I had the clot that went into my heart, into my brain. And that was 3.5 years ago. And but, you know, I've recovered from that. Thankfully, my family was there. I was on vacation in Annapolis. And so they got to it right away because, like, I couldn't talk. I couldn't
move. Did you knock your teeth out?
Yeah, I lost a couple teeth on the end of the bed.
Did you lose
all those years playing hockey? I never
lost four teeth.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch, you go through hockey, you don't lose any teeth.
Yeah, that's right.
You lose
it
for the damn stroke. Yeah.
And then the first 3 months, the only thing I could say was Bernie Prott.
You know, it's funny. Even with the stroke, your speech is much better than Bernie's.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, the hockey guys, you know, they get mixed up every once in a while, just like brain injuries. And, and another thing that I'm just, for you guys to know, like, I've just announced that I'm going to be the ambassador for Bancroft Brain Injury People this coming week. And the gala is this Saturday at the Crystal Lee
Wow. So that's awesome. And the fact, honestly, it's obviously something you keep adding to. Obviously, with this device, it's been successful for you. But just in general, but I mean, again, to have had what you had and to be here and booking along and doing all you're doing, and you know, it's an amazing thing.
Yeah, I like to stay active, and I work with Wolf Commercial Real Estate too. But for the animals that are on the Beamer, they love it. Steve talked
about. Yeah, well, there's also a veterinary Beamer, too. Yes. So that you can actually put your animals on it. And
really?
For horses, it's incredible.
I'm going to get a horse just to put it on the Beamer.
an amazing device. Animals tend to go towards it. If you are on the Beamer unit and you have a pet around, they will jump on top of you because they want to feel that feeling.
They jump on me anyway.
It's an amazing thing. And also, in my office, I get people to actually meditate while they're on the unit, and the meditation is so enhanced that it is just an amazing feeling. You feel like you're out of this world. Right. And in fact, the Beamer unit is now on the space station because there was a lot of space sickness, and NASA was trying to copy this unit, but it is patented. And so Beamer and NASA joined a partnership, and it's on the space station, so to prevent space sickness.
And did you actually go up and install it yourself?
No.
No.
No, I was nowhere near there.
Okay.
However, if people do want more information, there is a section of my website that my dear friend Allie did for me on the Beamer unit, and it's on www.quititnow.com.
Okay, we know that from your smoking cessation work that you've done with us.
There is a Beamer section under products, and it'll hit Beamer, and you can read all about it, and the unit is just incredible. And just to lay down on that thing and to learn how to meditate, I've had so much success with people to change habits, utilizing that as a tool also.
All right.
So it's just an amazing...
We're sold.
Yeah,
we're
the
sold.
One thing is that it only takes 8 minutes for 12 hours. Like, if you do it in the morning and at night, it helps for 12 hours.
Okay.
And every time you use it, it's 30% more blood flow.
Okay.
Wow. All right.
I don't know if you realize...
You guys need to learn how to sell this thing a little better.
I don't know if you realize or not, but this gentleman... in his career, he scored a point every game he played, so that's like a baseball player getting a hit every game they're in.
Yeah.
That's why I said the Hall of Fame.
Absolutely.
He's a good agent for you.
In fact, right. Yeah, in fact, Brian gave me some of these stats. 64 goals, 84 assists, 148 points, and 160 playoff games, placed him the number one in playoff history for left wingers. So yeah. How about that?
That is awesome. That's a hell of a picture.
All right, so we'll send people to your website, drquititnow.com. They can find information about the Beamer on there, yes, as well, or if they need help quitting smoking, losing weight, pain management, stuff like that, you're their man, right?
Yeah, Beamer helps with all of those things, too.
And also my email or my website is brianprop.com.
All right.
Easy to remember.
Yeah.
All the information about the event for the golf outing from Los Optimals and Max Fund is on presidentsteve.com.
And there we go. Boom. Thanks.